Now this morning we are privileged to have with us Dr. Hammond.
Manje namhlanje kuyinhlanhla enkulu kithina sinobaba uDokotela Hammond.
Dr. Hammond, not a medical doctor, but a doctor by education.
Ubaba ungudokotela hayi ngokwezempilo kodwa ngokubufundisi.
And I want to tell you a short story before he comes.
Khona nje okuncane ngifisa ukuthi nginixoxele khona eseza.
A true story.
Indaba eyenzeka.
Not so many years ago, there were services like this.
Eminyakeni edlule bekuneenkonzo ezifana nalezi.
And Dr. Hammond took the service.
Bese ubaba udokotela wathatha inkonzo.
And amongst the children was a little boy.
Phakathi kwazingane ngaleso sikhathi bekunomfana omncane.
You might have remembered from previous conferences, his name was Mika.
Mhlawumbe kungenzeka abanye bazokhumbula kwinkonzo ezedlule igama laleyo nsizo bekuwumika.
But when Dr. Hammond spoke, he was touched.
Ngesikhathi ubaba udokotela Hammond eshumayela yathinteka le nsizo.
By what Dr. Hammond said.
Lokho ubaba udokotela kusho.
And at that time he was a naughty boy, a very naughty boy.
Ngaleso sikhathi ubegangile lo mfana egangile nje impela kakhulu.
He was known to be a skangi.
Besaziwe impela njengesigangi lo mfana.
But in that service he was touched.
Kodwa kuleyo nkonzo yathinteka le nsizwa.
And his life changed.
Yashintsha impilo yayo.
And to make a long story short, his life changed totally.
Ukuyinqamula nje indaba le nsizwa impilo yayo yashintsha ngokupheleleyo.
And he got sick. And he was an example even in his sickness.
Kwenzeka ukuthi le nsizwa yagula ngokuhamba kwesikhathi, kodwa nasekuguleni kwayo yaqhubeka yaba isibonelo.
He lived a godly life even though he was very sick.
Le nsizwa yaphila impilo yokumesaba uNkulunkulu ngisho isigula.
And then he passed away.
Yaze yadlula emhlabeni le nsizwa.
And because of that, he's in heaven today.
Ngenxa yalokho namhlanje sesizulwini.
Because of Dr. Hammond's service, he listened, he did something, he's in heaven today.
Ngenxa yaleyo nkonzo ayeshumayela ubaba uDokotela Hammond, yaphenduka le nsizwa yalalela yasizakala manje sisezulwini.
We don't know the future. We don't know if there's another Mika between us. But may we have an ear to hear that if the Lord speaks to me, like he spoke to him that time, that I will listen.
Ikusasa asilazi. Asazi ukuthi njengoba sihlezi la, ukhona omunye uMika phakathi kwethu, mhlawumbe kungenzeka ukuthi sekuseduze ukuba adlule kulo mhlaba. Asazi. Kodwa kwangase nathi singalalela.
And you will benefit from it. You will benefit from it.
Nawe njalo uzosizakala khona ozokuzuza uma ubeka inhliziyo yakho nendlebeza ulalele.
Dr. Hammond, thank you so much for coming. We'll hand over to you now.
Sesonikezela kubaba uDokotela Hammond.
Thank you so very much. Good morning. I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiyabingelela egameni lomsindisi wethu inkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Cultivating an attitude of gratitude.
Ukuvuselela noma ukwakha umoya wokubonga.
Frontline Fellowship has been a mission to restricted access areas, war zones and the persecuted church for the last 42 years.
Inhlangano yethu iFrontline Fellowship sihambe indawo eyiningi sho nezicayi iminyaka engamashumi amane nambili edlule.
Our vision is Africa for Christ.
Thina umbono wethu sithi Africa makube ngelika Kristu.
We are a small group but we have a big vision.
Si iqembana nje elincane labantu kodwa nokho umbono esinawo umkhulu kakhulu.
God's will is made clear for us in the scriptures.
Intando kaNkulunkulu ibekwe yacaca kithina ngemibhalo.
You want to know God's will? 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16 to 18 tells us.
Uma ufuna ukwazi intando kaNkulunkulu incwadi yabasethu singabuqala sahlo sesihlanu ivesi lika 16 kuya ku 18 liyachazwa.
Be joyful always.
Iba ngothokozayo njalo.
Pray continually.
Thandaza ungapheli.
Give thanks in all circumstances.
Iba nokubonga kwizimo zonke.
This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Ngokuba leyo intando kaNkulunkulu kuKristu Jesu.
Plainly, it is God's will for us to be joyful.
Kushuthi ngokucacile kuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuba sibe abathokozayo.
To be prayerful and to be thankful.
Futhi sibe abantu abanokubonga nabantu abakhulekayo.
As epitomized by the youth choir song just now.
Lokho sekugcizeleliwe ikhwale labasha belisiculela manje.
We read in Luke chapter 17 from verse 11 about the 10 lepers.
Siyafunda encwadini ngokuka Luka isahluko seshumi nesikhombisa ngalabo aba ishumi nanye.
Leprosy is a terrible disease.
Ukuthoko kuyisifo esikhuni kakhulu.
In Sudan we had a leper colony attached to the hospital we helped establish.
Sudan kukhona indawo yabantu abanothoko eyakhiwe duze kwesibhedlela.
You know the flesh decays and they can't feel anything in their fingertips or their toes anymore.
Manje laba bantu masebe nothoko kuba likhuni ngisho nemizwa iyafa.
And we had a plague of rats. And the rats were coming in and they'd be eating the lepers' fingers and toes at night and they couldn't feel it. They'd wake up and they've lost their fingers or their toes to rats, literally. In many ways, leprosy is a physical sign or picture of sin and the effect that sin has upon us.
Manje kuqhoko ku umfanekiso wesono nomthelela wesono ngaba naso empilweni zethu.
By the way, the solution to this problem was we took some cats from the local SPCA in Kenya. I went to Death Row to find out, are there any cats scheduled for execution here? Give them to us, we'll take them to Sudan.
Isazululeko salokho sahamba sasisiyobheka eKenya ukuthi awekho yini amakati kwinhlangano lezilwane ebekade mhlawumbe sezoqedelwa base besinikele lawo makati ukuba sisebenzise wona.
We flew these two cats in, they ate everything in sight, and the people were just cheering and saying, bring us more cats. The cats rescued the lepers from these rats who were eating them alive at night.
Sathatha la makati amabili, sawasa khona eSudan, awadla wonke la magundana awaqeda.
Well, we read in Luke 17.
Siyafunda ke la encwadini ngoka Luke esahlo seshumi nesikhombisa.
Now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem.
Ivese leshumi nomuvo kwathi esahamba kuye eJerusalem.
He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Wadabula eSamaria neGalilee.
Then as he entered a certain village, there met some 10 men who were lepers.
Esangene mzaneni othile kwahlangana naye amadoda ayishumi anochoko.
They stood afar off.
Amela kude.
They lifted up their voices and they cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Aphakamisa izwi athi, Jesu Nkosi sihawukele.
So when Jesus saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priests.
Kuthe wabona wathi kuwo, hambani niyoziveza kubapriesti.
And so it was, as they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus. And he gave him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
Abafunyaniswanga yini ababuyela ukumnika uNkulunkulu udumo kepha lona wezizwe na?
And he said to him, arise, go your way.
Wayesethi kuYesu, kuma uhambe.
Your faith has made you well.
Ukukholwa kwakho kukusindisile.
When I was converted to Christ on the 3rd of April 1977.
Lapho ngiphendukela kuKristu ngomhla ka 3 kuApril ngonyaka 1977.
The first sin God convicted me of was ingratitude.
Isono sokuqala uNkulunkulu angihlaba ngaso ukuba ngisivume.
Before my conversion, I'd never thanked God for anything.
Ngingakaphenduki ngangakaze ngimbonge uNkulunkulu ngalutho.
I was brought up in a secular family.
Ngakhulela emndenini wabantu abangakholwa.
We never went to church.
Sasingayi esontweni.
Not even on Easter or Christmas.
Ngisho nangesikhathi sePhasika noma ngoChristmas.
We never prayed before a meal.
Sasingathandazi ngisho ukukhulela ukudla phambi kokuthi sidle.
So at age 17 when I was confronted with the gospel.
Eminyakeni ngineminyaka eyishumi nesikhombisa lapho ngibhekana nevangeli.
And the pastor's preaching, Rex Methy, he described Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf, who was in the Düsseldorf Museum of Art, and he saw a painting of Jesus.
Lapho wekade eshumayela, eshumayela ngomunye wekade eme kwenyindawo ebona isithombe la kudwetshwe khona uJesu.
And the title under it was, this I did for thee, what hast thou done for me?
Lapho kunombhalo ukuthi lokhu ngikwenzele wena, wena ungenzeleni na?
And God used us to call Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf to a service.
Wayesemsebenzisa uNkulunkulu ukuba ambizele emsebenzini wakhe.
Well, I sat in the cinema that the local church had taken over for an outreach, and I thought, I've done nothing for God. I've not even so much as given him thanks. Not for one single thing, ever.
Ngahlala lapho ngisho ukuthi mina uJesu angikamenzeli lutho, ngisho nokuletha umphefumulo kuyena.
And I realized that I was a hell-deserving sinner.
Ngaqonda lapho ukuthi ngiyisoni esifanele isihogo.
If God had thrown me into hell, it would have been just and quite right, and I could have said nothing to complain about it.
Futhi ngazazela ukuthi uma uJesu bengiphose esihogweni, bekuyoba kungifanela, ayikho nento ebengingakhala ngayo.
That night I was converted to Christ.
Ngalobo busuku ngaphendukela kuKristu.
When they sang, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, I walked down the aisle and I knelt at the front and surrendered my life to Christ.
Lapho bekucwalelwe kulo elithi ngiza kuwe ngilokhu engiyikhona, nami ngaya phambili ngaguqa ngazinikela kuKristu.
And the first sin I had to confess is, Lord, forgive me for never thanking you for anything.
Isono sokuqala kwathi uthi ngisivume sokuthi uNkulunkulu ngithethelele ukuba angikaze ngikubonge nangalutho nje.
That night, the 3rd of April 1977, I was called to missions.
Ngalobo busuku lolo ngomhla ka 3 kuApril ngonyaka 1977 ngase ngibizelwe emsebenzini weNkosi.
We are living in an age of entitlement.
Siphila esikhathini la abantu bebona yonke into ukuthi kuba fanele ukuthi bakuthole.
Arrogance and pride describes our time.
Ukuziphakamisa nokuyiqhenya ikhona ukubusa kulesikhathi sethu.
What is the middle letter of pride?
Kuyini okuphakathi kwaleli gama lokuziqhenya na?
I.
Kunomina.
The middle letter of sin is also I.
Nakwisono futhi umina ugqamile lapho.
Pride has been recognized as one of the seven deadly sins for many years.
Ukuziqhenya kwesinye sezono eziyisikhombisa zokufa.
Yet all over South Africa and many other parts of the world, they are celebrating Pride this month. They're saying June is a month of pride.
Kodwa nokho nakuba kunjalo, ezweni lakithi eNingizimu Afrika nakwamanye amazwe emhlabeni baphakamisa ukuyiqhenya kulenyanga nje kaJune ukuthi inyanga yokuyiqhenya noma ukuyiphakamisa.
How about a month of humility?
Kungenjani sike sibe nenyanga yokuyithoba na?
Couldn't we do with a month of humility? What good can come from pride? Pride comes before a fall.
Kobaphela ukuyiphakamisa ikhono kwandulela ukuwa.
A haughty spirit comes before destruction.
Umoya ogcwele impakamo iwona ohamba phambi kwencithakalo.
We could do with a month of celebrating God instead of celebrating sin.
Kungaba kuhle sibe nenyanga yokuthi sibonge uNkulunkulu nokuba siqhakambise isono.
People are often so selfish.
Abantu kaningi bagcwele ukuyiphakamisa bona.
Last night we heard about how people walk past even an envelope filled with money and there's footprints on the money. People just step on it because they won't step down and pick up litter. Litter is so selfish.
Sizwile izolo ebusuku ukuthi abantu baze bahambe nxa ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukuthi azehlise bahambe banyathele phezu kwemvelophe enemali. Kuleyo mali sekuneyinyathelo zabantu bayinyathela ngoba kunzima kumuntu ukuthi azehlise ashone phansi acoshe.
People who litter are selfish. They don't think about what they're doing to the environment. They don't think about who's going to be hurt. They don't think how much of this washes into the ocean. And they don't think about the fact that somebody else is going to come up and pick up after me. I'm treating the world like my dustbin.
Abantu abalahlayo nje noma yilapha umuntu iphepha uyalahla ibhodlela uyalahla lawo bantu bayicabangela bona abacabangela abanye abantu abayicabangela imvelo abacabanga sekunomuntu ke manje ufana lokwelandela mina ecosha.
Even worse are the vandals, those people who go around with a spray painting graffiti, somebody else has got to clean up or paint over that wall.
Abantu ababi kakhulu kunalokho abantu abahamba bona izinto umuntu ahamba odongene elithiza afika abhale nje abanye baze babhale nangopende akacabanga ukuthi khona abantu abazothi abalandele bazolungisa lo monakalo engiwenzayo.
Even worse, there are people who go and vandalize actual sea rescue equipment all around the coast of the Cape where we've got 300 shipwrecks. There are different life-saving devices to help if somebody is drowning, like these life buoys with ropes, and somebody comes along and cuts them, breaks the ropes, or destroys the life buoys, which is just there to save a life. And we've had crises that have happened. And just because some stupid teenager came past and wrecked that, the life-saving device is not available when needed. Or maybe they've even played with the fire extinguishers, emptied it. And when you need the fire extinguisher, lives are at stake, it's gone. Because of selfish people who have a sense of entitlement. But of course, it could be that they needed that life-saving equipment sometime and it's not available because somebody vandalized it.
Manje kunabantu abangacabangi sinakho le eKapa ngasolwandle izinto ezibekwe khona ezibekele ukuthi mangenza kuba nomuntu ocilayo kuthathe zona ama life saver kwazi umsiza ngazo abanye ke bahamba bafike bathathe zona lezo zinto intambo ezisetshenziswayo seyinqanyuliwe izinto zokucima umlilo sebeyithathile kanti mhlawumbe kusasa uye lowo muntu ebekungenzeka ukuthi adinge yona leyo nto ukuze asizwe ngayo.
There are people so selfish that they cannot think of the consequences of what they do. And the whole world revolves about me, myself and I, the new Trinity.
Kunabantu abangacabanga, akabona ukuthi lento ingasiza mina kusasa. Kodwa yena nje into ayicabangayo konke akubhekile ubheka ukuthi kuphi okungasiza yena ngaleso sikhathi.
There are people who burn buses and trains and then they complain we don't have enough transport.
Kunabantu abathi masebeteleka bashisa amabhasi, bashisa izitimela, kusasa obana abakhalayo ibona bathi izinto zokuthutha zisekho.
They're not happy with the schools so they burn the schools down. Well, that doesn't help anything, does it?
Manje bona labo bantu uma besebeteleka bashisa ngiswe izikole kubasiza ngani lokho.
They demand my rights, but what about the rights of the people that they're destroying and stepping over?
Mabenza lezo zinto bathi ngoba lwela amalungelo abo kodwa bathinike ngamalungelo alabo abantu afanele bayofunda kuleso sikole.
The first Thanksgiving meal was a sacrifice of praise.
Inkonzo yokuqala noma umgubho wokuqala wokubonga kwaku ukubonga ngomhlatshelo.
Thanksgiving is a public holiday in the United States of America.
EMelika ke kunosuku impela luyiholiday kuusuku lokubonga.
And the first Thanksgiving service was over 400 years ago.
Inkonzo yokuqala yokubonga yenziwa eminyakeni engamashumi noma amakhulu amane edlule.
1621.
Lo kwenza unyaka 1621.
Now the circumstances were the first pilgrims that came to the United States of America, they came from Britain and from Netherlands, and half of them died in that first harsh winter, very cold winter. They died of strange diseases, and they died of starvation.
Kushuthi abanye abaningi esikhathi kwenziwa leyo nkonzo yokugubha ababeqhamuka endaweni eziningi uma befika lapho kulomgubo kwakubanda kakhulu abanye bashona.
But as they came out of the harsh winter, what did they do? They had a Thanksgiving service.
Bathi ke mabephuma kulabo busika lobo obabukade bubanda kakhulu base beba nenkonzo yokubonga.
They had all lost loved ones from their own families, but they gathered together to give thanks to God for life, for health, for food, for the harvest that had been given them.
Manje laba bantu laba abangama shuma mahlanu babekade befelwe isobho zabo nabantu bebaziyo kodwa laba basinda base behlangana bembonga uNkulunkulu.
And they invited 90 Indians to come and join them in this expression of appreciation to Almighty God for the life, health, strength and food that he had given them.
Basebemema ke abomdabu waseNdiya ukuba bahlangane nabo bazombonga nabo uNkulunkulu ngalokho uNkulunkulu umnini amandla onke abenzele khona.
Sometimes thanksgiving is an act of sacrifice and faith.
Kwesikhathi ukubonga kuyisenzo sokuzidela nokuzinikela futhi kube yisenzo sokukholwa.
Hebrews 13 verse 15 declares.
Encwadini yamaHebheru isahluko seshumi nantathu ivesi leshumi nanhlanu sifunda lokhu.
Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Kuthiwa ke masinike njalo njalo kuNkulunkulu ngaye umhlatshelo wokubonga ongukuthi isithelo sezindebe ezivuma igama lakhe.
Sometimes it is hard to give thanks to God, but to worship God in prison, to worship God while sick, that is a sacrifice of praise.
Kwesikhathi kunzima ukumbonga uNkulunkulu kodwa ukwazi ukumdumisa uNkulunkulu umuntu esejele noma egula kuwukubonga okukhulu umnikelo kuNkulunkulu.
The theme of this conference is 1 Chronicles 16 verse
8. Isihloko salezi inkonzo sitholakala encwadini yezithonike zokuqala isahluko seshumi nesithupha.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Kuthiwa masimbonge uNkulunkulu.
Call upon his name.
Biza igama lakhe.
Make known amongst the nations what he has done.
Kwenze ukuba kwaziwe ezizweni zonke lokhu uNkulunkulu akwenzile.
Give thanks to the Lord for he is good.
Asimbonge uNkulunkulu ngokuba yena muhle.
His love endures forever.
Uthando lwakhe lumi ngunaphakade.
Fanny Crosby, called the Queen of Gospel Songwriters, was born in 1820 of Puritan ancestry. Her ancestors had come on the Mayflower and were the survivors of that first harsh winter.
Fanny Crosby obizwa ngokuthi uyena uQueen wababhali bamaculo ezenkolo.
Now, mustard treatment of an inflammation of her eyes led to damage of the optic nerve, and she became blind for the rest of her life.
Kushukutike lo, Fanny Crosby, wagcina ewumuntu ongasakwazi ukubona emehlweni impilo yakhe yonke.
Despite her blindness, Fanny Crosby became one of the most prolific hymn writers in history.
Nakubake wengaboni emehlweni uFanny Crosby lona, waba omunye wabantu abagqama kakhulu ekubhaleni amaculo ezenkolo.
She composed more than 8,000 hymns and gospel songs.
Yena wakwazi ukuthi abhale amaculo okukholwa kuKristu angaphezu kuka 8,000.
Can you imagine a blind lady wrote many of the hymns that we sing today?
Awucabanga into enjalo lo wesifazane obengabona emehlweni uyena owabhala amanye amaculo obuKristu esiwaculayo nanamhlanje.
More than 100 million copies of her hymns were printed in her lifetime and many more since.
Kwabhalwa kwakhiqizwa amakhophi amaculo akhe angaphezu kuka 100 million.
The mother of modern congregational singing in America was blind, but she had a great vision.
Kodwa yena lo mama lokuyena owabhala amaculo amaningi okukholwa kulo Melika wayengabona emehlweni kodwa nokho noma wayengabona emehlweni wayewumuntu onombono omkhulu.
Ira Sankey, who was the musician who led the worship before the evangelistic outreaches of D.L. Moody, he attributed the success of these great D.L. Moody revival outreaches, massive crusades, to Fanny Crosby's hymns.
U Ira Sinki Owegate ephumelele kakhulu ngumculo icule kakhulu azihamba nabafundisi abadumile njengo DL Moody uthi lokhu kuzaphumelele kangaka ubonge yena u Fanny Crosby lo engaboni.
Maybe you know some of these hymns, perhaps you've sung them.
Mhlawumbe uyawazi amanye lamaculo abhalwe uyu Crosby lona, mhlawumbe siyawacula nathi.
Pass me not, O gentle Saviour.
Likhona elinye esilculayo elithi, pass me not, O gentle Saviour.
Blessed assurance.
Nalele elithi, blessed assurance.
To God be the glory, great things He has done.
Siyawacula amanye awo sithi udumo malibe kuNkulunkulu, kukhulu asenzele khona.
Praise Him, praise Him.
Sithi mbongeni, mbongeni.
Rescue the perishing.
Dagulani laba babhubhayo.
And many others.
Namaningi alamaculo.
I'm sure we will sing some of Fanny Crosby's hymns during this youth conference this week.
Futhi nakuzo lezi nkonzo zabasha kuleli viki, sise sowacula amanye amaculo abhalwa yilwesifazane engaboni uFanny Crosby.
Can you imagine she even thanked God for her blindness?
Ngayicabanga yini into engaka ukuthi lowesifazane waze wambonga ngisho uNkulunkulu embonga ngenxa embonga ngokungaboni kwakhe.
She wrote, it seemed intended by the blessed providence of God that I should be blind all my life, and I thank Him for that dispensation.
Wayesebhala wethi ngiyabona ukuthi kwaba yinhloso, kwaba yisibusiso esiqhamuka kuNkulunkulu ukuba ngingaboni, ngibe umuntu ongaboni impilo yami yonke. Wathi ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho.
If perfect earthly sight were offered to me tomorrow, I would not accept it.
Why sethi ngishuma bengingathiwa kusasa ngiyabuyisela amehlo ami ukuba ngibone. Wathi bengingathi cha, ngiyabonga, ngifuna ukubona.
I might not have sung hymns to the praise of God if I'd been distracted by all the beautiful and interesting things around me.
Why sethi ngoba mhlawumbe uma bengikwazi ukubona lokonke okwenzalayo nobuhle obuseduze kwami, bengingeke ngimdumise uNkulunkulu ngalendlela engimdumise ngayo.
When I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be the face of that of my
Savior.
According to a biographer, had it not been for her affliction of blindness, she might never had such a good education or so great an influence, certainly she would not have had so great a memory.
From age 10,
Fanny Crosby memorized 5 chapters of the Bible every week.
Kusukela eneminyaka eyishumi uFanny Crosby lowesifazane wengaboni wayekwazi ukuthi ngekhanda abambe izahluko ezinhlanu zeBhayibheli.
You wonder how these hymns are so full of scripture. Well, by age 15 she'd memorized all 4 of the Gospels.
Yingakho amaculo akhe begcwele kangaka imibhalo, ngoba eneminyaka ewu-15 ishumi nanhlanu wayesebambe incwadi lezi kuthiwa amavangeli ezine esezazi ngekhanda.
And she had memorized the first 5 books of the Old Testament, the books of Moses.
Incwadi zokuqala ezinhlanu zeTestament elidala, incwadi zikaMose, nazo wayesezazi ngekhanda.
And she had memorized the Proverbs and much of the Psalms.
Wayesefunde baba ngekhanda incwadi yezaga nezinye incwadi kumahubo.
Fanny Crosby became an accomplished musician, a public speaker, and an activist.
Fanny Crosby lona wagcina ese umuntu omkhulu ophumelele owaziwayo, waba umuntu okwazi ukukhuluma endaweni ezinabantu abaningi.
She could play the piano.
Wayekwazi ukudlala ipiano.
And the organ, the harp, and the guitar.
Ekwazi ukudlala igitar nezinye izinto ezisetshenziswa umaculo.
And she was a good soprano singer. She also became the first woman to address the United States Senate, where she read one of her poems. She was a vigorous campaigner for the Temperance Society's campaign against alcohol abuse.
Wayekade omunye wabantu abahamba phambili bemelene nokusetshenziswa kotshwala ngendlela embi.
And she also supported the American Female Guardian Society and Home for the Friendless.
Wayese eba ingxenye nomelekelela inhlangano le ebikhona eAmerica esiza abesifazane nabantu abebekade bengenazo indawo noma amakhaya.
Well, Penny Crosby is best known for her hymns. She was primarily a rescue mission worker in the inner cities.
Nakuba wayekade aziwa kakhulu ngomuntu obhala amaculo nokucula, kodwa wayekade esiza futhi eyindaweni ngisho nezabantu abasebenzayo.
For decades, she lived in the slum areas of Manhattan and Hell's Kitchen, the Bowery, the Tenderloin. These are the slums of New York.
Isikhathi eside, iminyaka ngeminyaka, lo Penny Crosby wayehlala eyindaweni esingathi ngokwalana imjondolo.
When she received payment or contributions for publications or for concerts, she donated all these proceeds to missions. And she sought to reach the poorest and the most needy people in society.
Ubethi mengabethola iminikelo umva ukuthi ehambile wacula mhlambe endaweni eyithize nangamaculo akhe, ubethatha leyo mali yeminikelo anikele ngayo kumamishini, anikele futhi nasebantwini abampofu.
I hope that will make you appreciate these hymns when you sing them again next time.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi ngokulandelayo siyokuthokozela uma ngabe sizwa amaculo akhe.
Now imagine living in total darkness and absolute silence.
Abanga umuntu ebephila endaweni lapho bengaboni khona futhi kuthule.
When I lead groups to the Castle of Good Hope, the oldest building in the Southern Hemisphere, it's most telling when I take people into the dungeon and I shut the door and I switch off the light. There are screams, shouts, gasps.
Uma ngifika endaweni lapho bekade kumnyama khona, uma ngabe sengikhanyisa, kuba nabantu abamemezayo ngokujabula bethola ukukhanya.
When people are exposed to absolute darkness for even just a few seconds, not even a full minute, they respond in horror.
Uma abantu bebasebumnyameni, ngisho ngaba imzuzwana nje embalwa, bayethuka kakhulu.
I remember being in Cape Town on the 11th of November 2005 when we had the first power failure in Cape Town. And as the power failure occurred, throughout the shopping centers all over, there were just screams. I was having a meeting in a city hall and immediately people responded with screams. The lights went out. And we can't handle darkness even for a short while.
Ngikhumbula sikwesinye seyindawo itolo eKapa la kwacima khona kuqala ukuba nokucima kukagesi. Kwaba mnyama, abantu babememeza lapho ngoba asikwazi ukuphila ebumnyameni.
Now imagine living your entire life in complete darkness and absolute silence.
Manje ukucabangeka ukuthi impilo yakho yonke uyiphila usebumnyameni kungekho ukukhanya futhi kuthule.
That is what life was like for Helen Keller.
Kwakunjalo ke impilo yayinjalo ku Helen Keller.
Helen Keller was born in 1880 in Alabama, and an illness took away her sight and her hearing when she was only 19 months old, not even 3 years old, and she no longer could hear or see.
UHelen Keller waphila impilo enjalo yobumnyama ngoba wazalwa ngo 27 June ngo 1880 neyinyanga nje ezu 19 engahlanzi neminyaka emibili wayeselahlekelwa ukubona nokuzwa, shuthi wayengaboni futhi engezwa.
Not surprisingly, she became wild and uncontrollable. I think many children are wild and uncontrollable without losing their sight or their hearing. But Helen Keller, of course, her parents could not even communicate with her.
Manje ke semncane kangako ekuleso simo kwaba ingane engalawuleki, ezinye ingane azilawuleki ngisho zinjalo, kodwa lona abazali bakhe babengakwazi ngisho nokukhuluma ke naye.
But in 1887, there was a breakthrough. Her teacher, Anne Sullivan, wrote water, W-A-T-E-R, into her hand while pumping water over her hand, and had a breakthrough to lead Helen to realize she could learn to communicate and read with her fingers.
Kushuthe ngonyaka 1887 kwaba khona usizo likhamukayo lapho omunye othisha wazama ukuthi esebenzise iminwe abhale igama elithi amanzi, water. Wayesebona ke lapho ukuthi angakwazi ukuthi noma engakwazi ukukhuluma, kodwa ngeminwe yakhe angakwazi ukuthi kube khona indlela akhuluma ngayo.
At age 24, she graduated from college with a Bachelor of Arts degree.
Eneminyaka 24, wayesethola iziqu eRedcliffe College Etoliziku, the Bachelor of Arts.
She became a tireless advocate for people with disabilities, and she traveled to 40 countries and famously declared, deafness is a greater affliction than blindness.
Why is there a hamba, esenyuka, umuntu, omele pelele amalungelo abantu, abaphila ngokukhubazeka, wahamba amazwe, angaphezu kwamashumi amane, futhi ekhuluma lapho esho ukuthi ukungezwa ikhona okubi kakhulu kunokungaboni.
Have you ever thanked God for the blessings of sight and sound that you can see and that you can hear?
Usukambonga yini uNkulunkulu ngaleso sibusiso onaso sokuthi wena uyezwa futhi uyabona.
You should experience blindness for a few days. Helen Keller said, I think it would be a blessing if each one of us could be stricken blind and deaf for just a few days during our early adult life. It'll make them more appreciative of sight and the joys of sound.
Helen Keller wathi ubona ukuthi ngakube isibusiso uma nathi nje singake sibe nakho lokuyizwela ukuthi kunjani ungaboni nokungezwa izinsukwana nje ezimbalwa ngoba masingakuthola lokho uthi siyokwazi ukuthi sibe ababongayo ngalokho esikubonayo nesikuzwayo.
This picture was taken in the Nuba Mountains of Sudan by the Doctors for Life team.
Lesi sithombe lesi sathathwa ezintabeni zaseSudan ithimba leDoctors for Life.
Every year for the last 4 years, Doctors for Life has sent a team into the Nuba Mountains of Sudan where they do eye surgery, and people with cataracts who are practically blind, many hundreds have been able to see as a result of the surgery by Doctors for Life volunteers going up there.
Iminyaka ngeminyaka ithimba laseDoctors for Life lithumela abantu emazweni aseAfrika beyosiza ikakhulukazi labo abangaboni emehlweni. Baningi amakhulukhulu asesizakele akwazi ukubona.
You can hardly imagine the excitement, the joy, the emotion when somebody who has not been able to see for many years is able to see for the first time.
Ayichazeki intokozo eba kulabo bantu ebekade bengaboni uma seyithola ukuthi amehlo akavuleke emva kweminyaka.
Give thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
Asimbonge uBaba uNkulunkulu okwazile ukuthi asenze ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sibe ingcenye kanye nabangcwele embusweni okhanya.
Do you recognize the many blessings that God has granted you?
Uyazibona yini izibusiso eziningi uNkulunkulu akunike zona?
Do you appreciate the blessings of sight and the blessings of sound?
Uyakwazi yini ukuthi ubonge uNkulunkulu ngezibusiso akuphezona, isibusiso sokubona nesibusiso sokuzwa?
You are surrounded by such wonderful nature. You are able to see sights like the Drakensberg Mountains.
Buka nje uzungezwe imvelo eyisimanga mangabe uyibheka. Uyakwazi ukubona izintaba ezinhle eziseduze kwakho.
By the way, Drakensberg means the Dragon Mountains.
Uyakwazi ukubona ngisho izintaba zokhahlamba.
And the beautiful ocean.
Uyakwazi ukubona nolwandle ubuhle balo.
And you've got legs and health, and perhaps some of you have climbed these mountains.
Uyakwazi ukuthi uhambe ngoba unenyawo, unamehlo, mhlawumbe abanye sebaze bahamba baqala ngisho lezi zintaba.
I've climbed mountains in many different countries, and it's such a wonderful privilege to get to the heights and to see from the top sights you could never see any other way.
Mina ke sengike ngaba nenhlanhla ukuthi ngiqwale izintaba eziningi emazweni ahlukene. Kuyisimanga kumnandi kabi ukufika phezulu esiqongweni sentaba ubone indawo umi khona.
When last did you thank God for your hands and your legs, your eyes, your ears, your sense, your sound, your taste for music?
Wagcina nini ukumbonga uNkulunkulu ngamehlo akho, ngeyindlebe, nangokuthi uyakwazi ukunambitha, uyakwazi ukuzwa?
When last did you thank God for sunshine, for nature, for the birds that sing, for the wild animals?
Wagcina nini ukumbonga uNkulunkulu, ukumbonga nje ngelanga, ngemvelo, nangenyoni, ukuzwa inyoni zicula?
For the magnificent creatures God has made, like the whales and the dolphins and the eagles and the lions.
Ukumbonga uNkulunkulu nangelwane oyibonayo, inyoni, izilwane ezahlukene, ezasemhlabathini nezasolwandle.
Have you thanked God?
Usukambonga uNkulunkulu na?
Have you ever thanked God for his mercy, for his grace, for his undeserved favor?
Usukambonga yini uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe. Wambonga uNkulunkulu nangalomusa akunikeza wona ongasifanele.
I wonder if there's any young person here who, like myself, when I was 17 years old, I could say, I've never yet thanked God for one single thing. Are any of you here like I was back in 1977?
Ingabukhona yini umuntu omusha la okwazi ukuthi wathe neminyaka eyishumi nesikhombisa njengami ambonge uNkulunkulu.
Well, you could put it right today.
Ungambonga yini uNkulunkulu namhlanje na?
Have you thanked God for his matchless blessings?
Usungambonga yini uNkulunkulu ngezibusiso zakhe ezingapheli?
To be born again is a blessing from above. It's undeserved favor from God. Regeneration can only come from God the Holy Spirit.
Ngoba ukuzalwa kabusha kuyisibusiso esikhulu. Ukuzalwa kabusha kungaqhamuka kuNkulunkulu kuphela.
Even repentance and faith is a gift from God.
Ukuphenduka, ukukholwa, izibusiso eziqhamuka kuNkulunkulu lezo.
If you have been adopted into the family of God, have you given him thanks for this great privilege?
Uma ngabe adoptiwe kuba semndenini kaNkulunkulu, usukwambonga yena uNkulunkulu ngalowo muso ongaka na?
Have you thanked God for his forgiveness of sins?
Usukwambonga yena uNkulunkulu ngokuthethelelwa kwezono.
For the privilege that you can be his servant and his soldier.
Galiyo nhlanhla le ukuthi ungaba umntwana kaNkulunkulu ube inceku yakhe uNkulunkulu.
Jesus Christ is the greatest, most powerful person in the universe. He has all power and all authority, and you can be a servant and a soldier. What a privilege.
UJesu Kristu yena muntu omkhulu kunabo bonke abantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Wena unenhlanhla ukuthi ungaba isocial lakhe. Yeka inhlanhla engaka.
Sin is a result of a lack of gratitude.
Isono siwumphumela wokungakwazi ukubonga.
People would not steal if they were grateful to God for what he provides.
Abantu ngabe abebi abantshontshi uma bengebona abantu ababongayo ngalokho uNkulunkulu abanika khona.
People would not commit fornication or adultery if they were grateful to God for what he has given them.
Abantu bebengeke baphinge benze izono ezingaka uma ngabe bebekwazi ukumbonga uNkulunkulu lo wabanikeze khona.
Lack of gratitude leads to sin.
Ukungakwazi ukubonga kuholele esonweni.
Do you appreciate your parents?
Ingabe uyambonga uNkulunkulu ngabazali bakho?
Civilization is built upon gratitude to God and recognition of our debts to previous generations.
Impucuko esiyibonayo yakhelwe phezwa kumbonga uNkulunkulu.
I probably was grateful for my parents when I was growing up, but I was never so appreciative of my parents as when I became a parent myself. It was only when I became a parent that I realized for the first time something of what my parents must have sacrificed for me to grow up.
Yebo bengikhula ngimbonga uNkulunkulu ngabazali bami kodwa ngimbonge kakhulu lapho nami sengumzali sengibona ukuthi kukhulu kangakanani abazali bami abangena khona bengikhulisa.
Young people, listen to me.
Bantu abasha ake silalele.
You will regret being rude to your parents. You will regret not being appreciative and supportive of your parents. When you grow up later and you become a parent, you'll look back and you'll be ashamed that you did not appreciate your parents when you are parents.
Uyazisola kakhulu uma usukhulile ngazo zonke izenzo zakho zokuthi ungabe umuntu obongayo kubazali bakho. Mhlawumbe uzubaphathe ngesihluku abazali bakho. Uma ngabe usukhulile usuneyingane nawe, uyayisola ngokwenza kubazali bakho.
Professor Martin Luther declared, "There is no love so sacrificial, no love so unselfish as that of a parent."
UMartin Luther wabhala ethi alukho uthando olukhulu nokuzinikela okukhulu njengalokho okwenziwa umzali.
You have a great debt to the reformers who called people back to the Bible, like Professor Martin Luther.
Siyabakweleta kakhulu abantu abaguqula izimo ngereformation, abantu abanjengoprofessor uMartin Luther.
Martin Luther championed the principles of freedom of conscience.
UMartin Luther la uyena owamela izinto ezinjengenkululeko kanembeza.
Freedom of thought, freedom of religion, freedom of worship.
Inkululeko yokukhonza, inkululeko yokucabanga.
There were no such concepts before Martin Luther. He innovated these ideas.
Ngaphambi kwalokho kwenziwa uMartin Luther, zazingekho lezo zinto. Uyena waba umqambi walezo zinto.
Martin Luther is the one who called us all back to the Bible. The Bible as the sole foundation for all truth, for all education.
Martin Luther uyena owasukuma wasibiza sonke ukuthi asibuyele ezisekelweni zeBhayibheli.
Scripture alone is our ultimate authority.
Ethi iBhayibheli ilona elisekelo seqiniso, ilona isekelo semfundo, iBhayibheli lilodwa ilona eliyigunya ezinto zonke.
Sola Scriptura.
Ethi iBhayibheli noma imibhalo iyona eyigunya.
As depicted in this lovely painting in the Swiss Palace of Justice.
Njengoba sibona kulesi sithombe lesi esisibekile.
Lady Justice is standing holding the scales of justice, weighing the evidence.
Kushuthi lome lapho Lady Justice eme phakamise into ekhombisa ubulungiswa.
She's pointing a sword down to an open Bible.
Uphethe inkemba ikhomba phansi kwiBhayibheli elivuliwe.
While elders of the city look to Lady Justice for guidance.
Lapho amalunga noma abadala baleyo muzi bemi bebheke kuyena ukuthi abahole.
And the banner above says, "Justice lifts the nations."
Lokho kubhali okuphezulu kwakhe kubhali ukuthi ubulungiswa yibona ukuphakamisa izizwe.
While the people argue their cases, the elders of the city look to justice personified.
Abantu noma abaholi bami babheke kubulungiswa.
And justice points to an open Bible. The principles of justice are found in God's word.
Ubulungiswa bukhomba eBhayibhelini ngoba izisekelo zobulungiswa zitholakala eBhayibhelini.
We need to be grateful for the Reformation because before that time it was just totalitarianism. What the chief, the king, the emperor said, what the pope said, no argument. You just listen to what the man in charge says and he can be arbitrary.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho ngeBhayibheli namadoda anjengo Martin Luther ngoba ngaphambi kwalokho ebekhulunywa uPope noma abaholi bekungaphikiswa bekuma lokho nje kuphela.
In Latin the word was rex lex, rex king, lex law, and the term was the king is the law, the king is above the law, the king's word is law. And the reformers flipped these Latin words to lex rex, the law is king, the king is under the law, the law is king, God's law is over all.
Ngesilatini kuqala bekuthiwa umthetho uyinkosi, inkosi lokho okushilo ikhona kumayo, kodwa ke basebeguqula laba ukuthi umthetho wona ohamba phambili.
Are you grateful for that?
Ungabe uyakubonga yini lokho na?
We should all be grateful to the reformer Ulrich Zwingli of Zurich in Switzerland. He is the one who dispensed with the Latin Mass. If you like the idea of having a service in Zulu, in English, in German, in Afrikaans, in your own language, you should be grateful to Ulrich Zwingli. He said, we're not going to have services in Latin anymore. Let's get back to our language and we're going to get the word from the Bible. He started Matthew 1 verse 1 and he worked his way through every verse in the New Testament, expounding God's word.
Kumele sibe nokubonga okukhulu kubantu abanjengo Ulrich Zwingli, okuyiyona owasukuma ukuthi iBhayibheli ngeke lisaba ngesiLatin kuphela, kumele ukuthi lihunyushwe nangezinye izilimi.
If you like having a Bible in English, everyone who has an English Bible can be grateful to William Tyndale. William Tyndale literally gave his life. He was burned at the stake so we can have the Bible available in English. Many people died that we can have the Word of God as we have it today.
Uma unebhayibheli lesingisi noma uthanda ibhayibheli lesingisi, yiba nokumbonga uWilliam Tyndale ngoba wanikela ngokuphila kwakhe, wafa washiswa ngoba lwela ukuthi iBhayibheli libe khona ngesingisi.
The people of India have a tremendous debt of gratitude to William Carey. William Carey ended widow burning. When a woman's husband died, the Hindus believed her life's use was finished. She was burned alive on the funeral pyre that cremated her husband.
Abantu baseNdiya kumele babe nokubonga okukhulu kumissionary William Carey ngoba uyena owaqeda leli siko noma lo mkhuba okhona eNdiya ukuthi owesifazane mangabe sonomyeni ashiswe.
So children who just lost their father would lose their mother as well and become complete orphans.
Manje ingane ke uma seyishiwe uyise ngoba umawazi uzoshiswa kushuthi ezoba zintandane zisale zingasenabazali.
William Carey was the first to campaign against it and successfully end this practice.
William Carey yena ba umuntu oqala uthi ayisukumele lento amelane nayo futhi waphumelela ukuthena iqede nya.
Hinduism believed that lepers needed to be burned because a fiery end to their life would mean a better transmigration of the soul, a better reincarnation in the next. So lepers were literally burned alive, and William Carey ended that practice too.
William Carey waqeda naleyo nto ukuthi abantu abanesifo bashiswe ngoba kukholelwa ukuthi mabefa kuyovuka esinye isizukulwane, kodwa William Carey wasukuma wamelana nako.
Mothers believed they needed to sacrifice their firstborn, and they would throw their baby into the river for the crocodiles and the Mother Ganges River, as they called it. And he is the first one to campaign to end that.
Omama babekholelwa ekutheni ingane yabo yokuqala mayisencane bahamba bayonikela ngayo emfuleni, bayiphonse emfuleni onengwenya, umfula lo ohambayo amanzi eGanges. Bekhola udisibusiso leso, kodwa William Carey waqeda lokho.
Hinduism taught that there was no salvation for a woman unless she is reincarnated as a man.
Laba ke benkolo obuhindu babekhola ukuthi wesifazane angeke asindiswe ngaphandle uma efa avuke ese owesilisa.
William Carey began the first schools for girls in Hinduism or India, and in fact in all of Asia.
Kodwa William Carey yena waqala izikolo zokufundisa amantombazane e-Asia.
He started the first Christian college in Asia, and it's still running, Serampore College today.
Waqala ikholeji lokuqala ezweni laseNdiya elisekhona kuze kube nanamhlanje.
Most importantly, he translated the Bible, the New Testament or Gospels into an incredible 35 languages. One person. Talk about the gift of tongues.
Yena lo muntu oyedwa nje wakwazi ukuthi asebenze ngamandla wahumusha iBhayibheli, iTestament elisha namavangeli kuyilimi ezingu 35.
What a heritage.
Umuntu owenza umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu.
All of us should be deeply indebted and grateful to the missionary explorer Dr. David Livingstone. He opened up Africa for the gospel. He exposed the slave trade. He campaigned to end the rampant Islamic slave trade that was devastating Africa.
Sonke simele ukuba sibe nokubonga okukhulu kumissionary uDokotela uDavid Livingstone ngokuvula ukuba iminyango yeAfrika ivuleke bakwazi ukuthi bangene bashumayele ivangeli baveze badalule obala konke obekwenzeka baqede futhi nobusulumane obukade bugcwele ezweni laseAfrika nokudayiswa kwabantu babeyisigqila.
When David Livingstone landed in Cape Town in 1841, there are only 5 million Christians in all of Africa.
Ngesikhathi efika uDavid Livingstone ngo-1841 eCape Town, babekade kuama-Kristu awu-5 million i-Afrika yonke.
Today there's over 680 million people who call themselves Christians in Africa today.
Kodwa namhlanje sekunabantu abangaphezulu kwa 680 million abayibiza ngamaKristu lapha eAfrika.
And by the way, that's predicted to double in the next 25 years.
Futhi lokho ke abacwaningayo bathi cishe leso sibalo siyophindwa kabili eminyakeni engamashumi amabili nanhlanu ezayo.
Operation World predicts we are going to have 1.2 billion Christians in Africa by 2050.
Bathike ngonyaka 2050 sesobe sesinamaKristu angu 1.2 billion lapha eAfrika.
All Nigerians should be grateful to the missionary Mary Slessor.
Bonke abaseNigeria bekumele ukuthi babe nokubonga kumissionary uMary Slessor.
When she arrived in Nigeria, the people were superstitious and believed that twins came from the devil, and therefore they would kill both twins. Any twins were sacrificed, killed immediately.
Ngoba ngesikhathi efika eNigeria abantu bakhona babenenkolo eyayithi amawele abantu abaqhamba kuSathane, ngakho ma umuntu ezala amawele kumele uthi abulawe.
Mary Slessor rescued twins, adopted twins, protected them, and stood up against the witch doctors and made a stand for the right to life.
Kodwa uMary Slessor lona wama wayiqeda lento ukuthi kubulawa amawele, waze wathatha amanye awa-adoptena awenza iy'ngane zakhe.
She campaigned against the slave trade.
Wamelana nokudayiswa kwabantu babeyigqila.
Cannibalism, drunkenness. She pioneered Christian schools. She planted churches in remote areas of Nigeria.
Wamelana nokuthi kube khona amazimzimu, ukudakwa. Wayesebenza ngamandla ukwakhiwa izikole namasonto ngisho endaweni ey'semaphandleni zaseNigeria.
Praise God for this plucky little courageous Scots woman who came and she worked where no men were willing to work. The men gave up in the area she went to. She kept going in because she had a hunger and a thirst for souls. She was concerned. She loved the people of Nigeria.
Waba indoto ahamba ngisho endaweni la madoda abekade setha kungenwa kuzona kodwa wawenza umsebenzi kaKristu esindisa abaningi.
We all should be grateful for the Member of Parliament, William Wilberforce, who devoted his life to ending the slave trade and setting the captives free.
Kumele sonke ukuba sibe nokubonga okukhulu ngelunga lesishayamthetho iParliamente, William Wilberforce, owahamba esebenza ngamandla ukuba kuphele ukudayiswa kwabantu benziwe isigqila.
He was small, he was unhealthy, he was sick most of his life, and yet, with all energy he could, he put everything into fighting against the slave trade. And more than any other single person, the ending of the slave trade is to his credit and his hard work.
Wayekade umuntu omncane ngomzimba ebuthaka empilweni, kodwa wasebenza ngamandla ngoba ukuphela kobugqila kwaba umsebenzi wakhe awenza ngokuzimisela.
He mobilized 1 million people in Britain to sign the petition to end the slave trade, which ultimately turned Parliament around.
Wayesezama ukuthola abantu abawu-million eBritain ukuba basayine ipetition ekade yenza eyaye eParliamente lokuthi akuphele ukudayiswa ngabantu benziwe isigqila.
All of our lives have been enriched by the devotional writings of people like Andrew Murray and the biblical preaching of Charles Spurgeon.
Impilo zethu sonkana ziyezahlumeleliswa kakhulu ngokomoya ngembhalo yabantu abanjengo Andrew Murray nentshumayelo zika Charles Spurgeon.
Have you given thanks to those people who've invested your spiritual life?
Usukwambonga yini uNkulunkulu ngalabo bantu abafaka amandla angaka empilweni yakho yokomoya?
And then there are inventors and there are innovators whose life work have made our lives easier and better and healthier.
Kunabantu futhi abasebenza ngamandla beqamba izinto, benza izinto ukuze zethu impilo zibe ngcono, kube impilo futhi ezinokuphila.
Now when I've been ministering in the Nuba Mountains of Sudan, I saw an evangelist with no feet.
Lapho ngihamba entabeni zase Sudan, zase Nuba, ngabona umvangeli obengenazo inyawo.
How do you lose both your feet?
Ulahlelwe inyawo zakhe zombili kanjani?
Well, the Arabs chopped his feet off with an axe because he is an evangelist.
Ama-Arabhu amnquma inyawo, amnquma imlenze ngoba eshumayela ivangeli.
But despite having both his feet axed off at the ankles, he continues to walk on his knees or ride on his donkey to evangelize his neighbors.
Noma wayengasenazo inyawo kodwa wakwazi ukuthi asebenzise imbongolo ukuze aqhubeke shumayela ivangeli.
The Bible declares how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news.
IBhayibheli liyasho lithi zinhlangakanani entabeni izinyawo zalowo letha indaba zevangeli.
This brother does not have feet.
Lo mzalwane lona akanazo inyawo.
But he has not allowed that to prevent him from reaching and blessing and benefiting his neighbors, even his enemies, with the gospel of Christ.
Kodwa lokho kumvimbanga ukuba ahambe omakhelwane bakhe bazuze ngisho nezitha zizuze ukuthi zithole zizwe ivangeli likaKristu.
So if a man without feet can take the gospel, if a person without eyesight can produce great hymns, what excuse do you have?
Uma ke umuntu ongenazo inyawo ehambisa ivangeli ngalendlela, uma umuntu ongabona emehlweni ekwazi ukubhala amaculo ayisimanga kangaka, thina singayithethelela ngokuthini na?
Have you given thanks for the fathers of the faith who have prepared the way for us?
Usukwambonga yini uNkulunkulu ngobaba bezenkolo abasilungisela indlela na?
There are many examples of excellence who inspire us.
Ziningi izibonelo zabantu abahambe phambi kwethu.
Think of Hebrews chapter 11, where God gives us a hall of faith of those who through faith conquered kingdoms.
Banga incwadi yamaHebheru sahluko seshumi nomuvo lapho kukhulunywa khona ngamaqhawe ezenkolo.
Have you given thanks to God for Abraham, the father of the faithful?
Usukwambonga yini uNkulunkulu ngoAbraham, ubaba wabakholwayo?
The first missionary in the Bible, he left his home country, he left his father's house, he traveled to a new land where God guided him.
Umissionary oqala eBhayibhelini owashiya bakubo, washizwe la kubo,
Praise God for Moses and for Joshua and the examples they are to us. For Gideon and his 300. For David, who had the courage to go into the valley of the shadow of death and confront Goliath. And Daniel, who could stand firm and faithful in a pagan Babylon and Persia, even in the lion's den, he could remain steadfast. Praise God for the Apostle Paul, who wrote so much of the New Testament. Thank you for the Apostle Peter. And their fellow missionaries, Timothy and Titus, we have all been blessed by their ministry and their writings, which we have for us in the New Testament. We read in the book of Acts, also of John, Mark, and Luke. I want to give thanks to our great fathers in the faith and therefore wrote the book Victorious Christians Who Changed the World, looking at missionaries like Patrick and Columba and Boniface. And the great reformers, I wrote the book The Greatest Century Reformation to give 16 biographies of 16 reformers of the 16th century. And the greatest reformer of them all, Professor Martin Luther. And then also the greatest century of missionaries on 19 biographies of 19 missionaries of the 19th century. And there's great preachers and teachers like George Whitfield, Jonathan Edwards, and Charles Spurgeon. Their testimonies and their teachings continue to challenge us to go deep into God's Word today. Many people came to South Africa to go down into the earth near Johannesburg to find the gold. You will find more valuable gold in the Word of God if you will go deep into God's Word. We need to be challenged to go further in our discipleship. Further up, deeper in, we can go much further in our discipleship. We need to widen our missionary vision. We need to deepen our devotion to Christ. Can you not do something more for God? Surely you can worship Him more. You can study His Word more. You can evangelize to your neighbors more. In everything, give thanks. Persecuted Christians provide perspective on our problems. Many of the people, their problems consist of, what shall I prepare for supper? Well, many of the people I minister amongst have no such problems, they have no food. Which is why it's important for us to take in large amounts of food to people in these areas where their crops have been burned, where they've suffered scorched earth from their government. And then you have people saying, what shall I wear? Ladies can stand in front of a full cupboard saying, I've got nothing to wear.
Abesifazane ubathole me hambi kwamakhabetha akagcwele impahla swi kodwa phezulu kwalokho ukuthi ngizogqoka nami nayo into yokugqoka.
But many thousands of the people I've ministered amongst have only one tattered garment to wear.
Kodwa abantu abaningi engihambe ngishumayela kubona uthole ukuthi unento eyodwa nje yokugqoka.
They don't have the dilemma of saying what shall I wear today. They don't have any choice.
Abanakho lokho bona athi ngizogqoka namhlanje akukho ukukhetha ngoba iyodwa into anayo yokugqoka.
And you may complain, you know, what type of shoes do I have to wear?
Wena mhlamba ungaloku khala ukuthi ngizogqoka siphi isitathulo.
Well, this brother doesn't have a problem, he doesn't have a foot.
Lo mzalwana akanankinga ukuthi uzogqoka isitathulo
sini ngoba akanalo. You complain about your shoes, this poor lady doesn't have a leg.
Wena ukhalela isitathulo wesifazana akanamlenze.
Do you need any more prompting to see what you have to be grateful for?
We have funa futhi kubolawo sikutshela uthi kuphi ongabonga ngakho na.
Many people in the English speaking world argue about which translation of the Bible should I use.
Kunabantu abathi mosebenzisa liphi umusho leBhayibheli.
Well, for most of the people of the world there is only one translation in language and many millions don't even have access to that.
Kodwa abantu abaningi emhlabeni ihumusho banalo iBhayibheli ngolimi lwabo kuphela futhi abanye abanalo kwalelo Bhayibheli.
We have 680 million Christians in Africa, but only 150 million Bibles and New Testaments in the whole continent.
Sinabantu abangaphezulu ka 500 million izilimi ezahlukene abadinga ukuthi bathole iBhayibheli kodwa elikhona lingu 150 million
kuphela. So half a billion Christians in Africa do not have a Bible or even a New Testament.
Kushuthi half a billion wabantu Africa abangakwazi ukufinyelela eBhayibhelini.
If you have a Bible in your home, you are blessed.
Uma unalo iBhayibheli elilodwa nje ekhaya lakho ubusekile.
God has given his word to us.
uNkulunkulu usinikile izwi lakhe.
It is for us to help distribute it to the people around us.
Kukuthina kuba silekelele ukuba silambise leli Bhayibheli
emandleni. On numerous occasions I've heard persecuted Christians in Africa declare, I've been praying for 5 years for my own copy of the word of God.
Senge ngabona abaningi la sihamba khona shumayela umuntu athi sekuyiminyaka ngikhulekela ukuthi uma nje ngaba neBhayibheli.
Not since the communists burnt my Bible have I had the word of God for myself.
Abanye baze basho bathi soloko amakhomanisi alishisa iBhayibheli lami angikaze ngibe nalo iBhayibheli.
In Angola, Mozambique, Sudan, I've seen Christians fall on their knees weeping for receiving a word of God, raising their hands high above their heads, shouting with joy and thanksgiving to receive a copy of the Bible. My prayers have been answered. Now I've got a copy of the word of God in my own language.
EAngola nakwamanye amazwe ngibabona abantu bephakamisa izandla bembonga uNkulunkulu bethi akabonga ukuthi manje sesinalo iBhayibheli.
This is the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive, the Bible in my own language.
iBhayibheli liyisibusiso esikhulu isiphe esikhulu umuntu angaba naso athi nginebhayibheli ngolimi lwami.
Do you realize what a gift you have if you have the word of God?
Uyabona yini ukuthi unesiphe esikhulu kangakanani uma unezwi likaNkulunkulu na?
It is a wonderful privilege to have God's word in our hand and to have it in our heart.
Kuyisibusiso esikhulu ukuthi umuntu angaba nezwi likaNkulunkulu esandleni sakhe nasenhlizweni.
We've distributed tens of thousands of Bibles in the Nuba Mountains of Sudan. And many of these school children said, this is the first thing that I own. The first possession I have.
Sihambisa amaBhayibheli amaningi kwindawo zakwaSudan. Kodwa njalo masibanika bajabule umuntu athi okokuqala ngiba neBhayibheli.
If you have a cell phone, you don't have the Bible, you're poorer than the person who's got a Bible, but no cell phone.
Uma une-cell phone, kodwa ungenalo iBhayibheli, umpofu kakhulu uyakudlula lo muntu onebhayibheli engenayo iselfoni.
Now as I'm an author, I have the opportunity to dedicate books to people who've been a blessing to me, and that's one way I can show my gratitude is who I dedicate my books to.
Mina ke njalo umuntu obhala incwadi nginenhlanhla ukuthi ngathi mangibhala incwadi ngikwazi ukuthi ngiyibhale ngithi ngibonga usibani bani njoba ngibhala le ncwadi.
One of my first books was in the killing fields of Mozambique. Mozambique was my first mission field. And so I dedicated that to Francis Grimm.
Enye incwadi zami zokuqala kwaba yile ncwadi ethi In the Killing Fields of Mozambique, enaye ngangikade nginikeza noma ngiyibhala ngokubonga komunye.
I had the privilege of being mentored by Francis Grimm, who founded Hospital Christian Fellowship and he established these missions in 110 countries of the world.
Ngaba nenhlanhla ukuthi ngikhuliswe uFrancis Grimm okuyena umqambi wesibhedlela iChristian Fellowship.
All on a South African passport.
Konke kwenziwa ngepassport yase South Africa.
Uncle Francis taught me how to pray, how to live by faith, how to prevail in prayer. We had days of prayer. We had nights of prayer. We had intensive intercession through the nights and the days. And he sent me around the country to visit every bookshop in the country. And I got R5 for expenses, so I had to hitchhike everywhere because there was no way of getting buses and trains that could get me everywhere I needed to go. He really taught me how to live by faith.
Uncle Francis Lona wangifundisa ukuthandaza sasikhuleka isikhathi eside futhi wangifundisa ukuthi ngiphile ngokukholwa.
As I conducted my first mission to Mozambique while under Hospital Christian Fellowship, I dedicated my book on In the Killing Fields of Mozambique to Uncle Francis.
Incwadi yami engayibhalayo Killing Fields of Mozambique ngayibhala njengomnikelo engiwunikeza uFrancis Grimm.
There's something else to be grateful for. Mozambique was completely closed. Atheist, churches closed, Bibles banned, missionaries banned when I started my work in 1982. Today, Mozambique is wide open for the gospel.
When I first went to Mozambique in 1982,
only 4% of Mozambique would call themselves Christians. 4%.
Ngesikhathi ngiqala ukuya Mozambique ngonyaka 1982, kwaku 4% kuphela wabantu baseMozambique ebebiza amaKristu.
Today it's 34%.
Kodwa namhlanje sesakhula leso sibalo sekungu 34%.
Praise God for what he's doing in Mozambique today.
Akabonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho akwenzayo eMozambique.
My favorite lecturer at Baptist Cape Town Baptist Seminary was Professor Fritz House. He taught Old Testament exegesis.
Professor Fritz House wafundisa ngencwadi yeTestament elisha.
Now Dr. House was a God-fearing, dedicated Christian missionary.
Dr. House lona wekade ewumuntu noma missionary omesaba uNkulunkulu ezinikele futhi.
He was a military veteran of the Second World War. He had led Bible studies every night of the war on the Eastern Front and in North Africa.
Wekade eyibutho noma isosha lempi yesibili yomhlaba.
He served as part of Field Marshal Urban Rommel's headquarters, and Urban Rommel actually attended his Bible study and prayer meetings.
Weapon Ronald, why got umunye abantu abaya kwifundiso zakhe zeBhayibheli.
For 60 years, he planted churches throughout South Africa. I've been to many a church and see the cornerstone first pastor Fritz House.
Why is it la amabandla amaningi la neningizimu Afrika ngaphezu kwama Shumi ayis tupa, senge ngahambela mabanda, maufige ndini eso ndo kupali kuti akalwa uyena u House.
And Fritz House was a popular speaker in our Biblical Worldview Summit, a great blessing to our mission.
Fritz House lona wega tia iskulu mesasanja, simenge ndaone iningi iskuluma, sfundisa futi ngevangeli.
Now as he introduced me to the doctrines of the Reformation and to the Christology of the Old Testament, he said you can see Jesus in every book of the Old Testament. I dedicated my Old Testament survey book to Fritz House.
We are ngifundisa ngeReformation engifundisa ukuthi kwizifundiswa ezikhona ubona uKristu kukhona konke. Incwadi yami ngiyibhala ke ngayenza yaba umnikelo kuyena.
And the third edition of my book Faith Under Fire in Sudan was dedicated to Brent Noble, who although he was blind, he had a great vision. He actually raised most of the funds that enabled our mission to deliver hundreds of thousands of Bibles and New Testaments to Christian and Christian school textbooks also, and audio Bibles and Christian films into Sudan. So a blind man had the vision that enabled the South Sudanese to get Bibles by the hundreds of thousands and Christian films.
Faith Under Fire Sudan ngayibhala ngayenza yaba umnikelo ku Brent Noble futhi waba umthelela omkhulu esiza nathi kwi ministry yethu kuba sikwazi ukuhambisa izinto nencwadi endaweni ezahlukene.
How did he do this?
Wakwenza kanjani lokhu na?
He persuaded students to sacrifice, to fast their Starbucks coffee and rather put the money into Bibles. Now, you don't want to know how expensive it is to get a Starbucks coffee in America. But those, just getting people to, today I won't get Starbucks coffee, I'm going to instead put that money to Bibles for Sudan. That's funded hundreds of thousands of Bibles, just students giving up their coffee.
wakwenza longo kukuzela abafundi ukuba bangayothenga ikofi belikade libiza kakhulu kodwa leyo mali leyo bayithathe bayifake ekuthengeni amabhayibheli.
The vision of a blind man enabled people to have Bibles to read and Christian films to watch.
Lo mbono lo walowo umuntu engaboni wagqugquzela abantu abaningi osuba nomthelela ukuba kwakhiwe ngisho amafilimu obuKristu abantu bakwazi ukubona.
Well, David Noble went to be with the Lord on the 18th of July 2002. But the impact of his missionary vision, his generosity, continues to echo through eternity. He impacted lives for eternity with that vision. People may say, you know, what can I do? And yet, if a blind man can do that, if an evangelist without feet can do what they did, then what excuse do you and I have?
UBrent Noble, yamthatha inkosi emhlabeni ngomhla 18 July 2002, kodwa nokho imthelela nemphumela emsebenzi yakhe iyabonakala kuze kube namhlanje futhi izwala ngisho engunaphakadeni wakwenza konke lokhu engaboni kuyikuphi ke thina okungazivimba namhlanje ukuthi kukhona nathi singakwenza na.
His favorite hymn was I once was blind but now I see from amazing grace.
Iculo lakhe elithanda lomuntu ongaboni iculo leli amazing grace elithi ngangikade ngingaboni kodwa manje sengiyabona.
Yet I need to say many people today who seem to have eyes are actually spiritually blind.
Kodwa nokuthi namhlanje abantu abaningi ababonayo banawo amehlo enyama ukubona ngokomoya baphuphuthekile.
I can say before I was confronted with the gospel and was born again on the 3rd of April 1977, I was spiritually blind. I was spiritually deaf, dumb and blind.
Nami ngingasho ukuthi phambi ukuthi ngiphenduke ngonyaka ka 1977 ngokomoya ngangiyimpumputhe ngangingaboni.
I'll give you an example.
Ngokunesibonelo.
At school in Rhodesia we sang hymns every morning and they read scripture. Now I don't recall a single spiritual concept or thought entering my mind before the 3rd of April 1977 in Cape Town when I was confronted with the gospel.
Esikoleni la ngangifunda khona eZimbabwe sasikula amaculo obuKristu kodwa ngikhumbuli nakanye mangicwe lamaculo kube khona imicabango yakhekayo kimina ngawo lamaculo kodwa lapho sengiphendukile kwayila kuqala ukwenzeka lokho.
Correction, I was brought up in Bulawayo, Matabeleland, but it was not Zimbabwe then. That was Rhodesia. It's Zimbabwe now.
Ngaleso sikhathi ke yayibizwa ngeRhodesia, seyibizwa ngeZimbabwe manje.
Yeah, it was a very different country then. But anyway, we still go to Zimbabwe and praise God for what he is doing there.
Kwakuyizwe elihlukile ngaleso sikhathi kodwa ke siyaya namanje eZimbabwe siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngakwenzayo khona.
When I have people correct me saying you mean Zimbabwe, I said no, I'm not that young. I was born 1960, so I was not brought up in Zimbabwe, I was brought up in Rhodesia. What's there now is Zimbabwe, but that isn't what it was when I was brought up there.
Manje abantu mabengilungisa mangithi Rhodesia bathi uSizimbabwe ngithi cha mina ngimncane ngazalwa ngo 1960 kwakukade kuseyi Rhodesia ngaleso sikhathi.
Well, when I was converted, I started to sing these hymns at school and at church. And I thought, I know these hymns. I've sung them. Some of them I knew off by heart. But for the first time, I was experiencing them. I wasn't just singing the words. And I could just see I was spiritually blind, deaf, dumb. I was completely spiritually dead before my conversion. Because here, I could see the same hymn that I sang before without a single spiritual thought in my mind. I don't know if you've got that experience, that you can sing hymns like Amazing Grace, but the words mean nothing to you. It's maybe words on the screen, words you sing, but you don't understand what it's saying. You can't say, I once was blind, but now I see.
Kathi lapho sengiphendukile sengiwacula lamaculo ngithawu ngiyawazi lamaculo ngangikade ngiwacula ngisesesikoleni kodwa kungaqhamuki nowodwa umcabango wokomoya okwakhekayo ngalamaculo angazi noma nawe nenkinga enjalo yenu ucula iculo eliyisimanga kodwa uzwa lutho ukuthi lithini lelo culo.
If you can't resonate with what the youth choir is singing and the hymns you're singing and experience the joy and the exhilaration of these truths, then maybe you're spiritually blind and spiritually deaf and spiritually dead.
Uma njobe iculile youth choir la ibicula phambili wena ubungezwa lutho akukho nje okuvukayo kwena ngalokho abaculayo mhlawumbe ngokomoya uyimpumputhe futhi ufile ngokomoya.
Well, our mission is dedicated to providing literature. And you've heard of the camel going through the eye of the needle. Well, getting a pentechnicon through our front gate is quite a task. we get containers arriving regularly with tons of Bibles and books that get donated to us to distribute throughout Africa. And so we have what we call Frontline Gym. And every month or so, we've got to move a few tons of books and packages under the supervision of Florence, our store's cat. And she's been store's cat for 17 years. And get these Bibles into the field, sometimes dug out canoes across the border, across crocodile-infested rivers, to where they're most needed.
Frontline Fellowship,
Because remember, there are hundreds of millions of Christians who don't even have a Bible. We have got to get the Word of God out. And one of our best friends is World Missionary Press. They provide us with tons and tons of gospel booklets in 100 different languages. And these equip evangelists throughout Africa to give people the Word of God. It's all scripture.
Kumbula baningi zikitikiti zabantu abangenali Bible inakho ekuthina sihambe silifake kulezi indawo bese sinikeze nabashumela ivangeli kulezo indawo sibahlomise ngalo izwi likaNkulunkulu neincwadi ukuze bakwazi ukushumayela.
People need the Word of God.
Abantu balidinga izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Most pastors in Africa have no Bible college training, and so it's important to provide training through books, study Bibles, libraries for pastors, and of course you know the Broadway, Narrow Way posters. I think you'll have the opportunity to get some while here as well, to depict the gospel and to be able to put these on school classroom walls, to be able to visualize the gospel for people. We all have a choice. There's the broad way that leads to destruction and the narrow way that leads to life. Which path are you on? I'm very thankful for those who make it possible for us to purchase these Bibles, to get them printed, and to fly them behind enemy lines into Muslim areas, into North Africa, into countries where the gospel is illegal, where the Bible is illegal, smuggling these Bibles in through chartered aircraft. These are smuggled into Sudan, the Nuba Mountains of Sudan, behind enemy lines. Hours flying time in restricted access areas where you fly, you die. No aircraft allowed to fly in there, and being threatened by helicopter gunships, MiG jets. And people coming to help us carry these tons of Bibles up the mountain. These areas where there's no roads or cars or trucks, we need people to physically carry the Bibles. Or the audio Bibles, which are hand cranked or solar panel powered. And now these audio Bibles are very popular too, especially the people who cannot read, even the people who are blind, who the doctors are not able to heal with the cataract surgery. And so we are getting hundreds of these audio Bibles into the field as well. Please pray for the Ministry of Literature for Africa. We're averaging every year about 100 tons of Bibles and books that we're giving away free into the field. And chaplains, teachers, pastors, bishops come and we're able to equip them. We all must be very grateful for Reverend Erlo Stegen. What a tremendous inspiration. What an example of devotion and dedication. Uncle Erlo was the most blessed, the most successful missionary in Southern Africa, if not in all of Africa.
obusiseke kakhulu futhi owasebenza ngamandla iningizimu Afrika empeleni ngisho Afrika lonke.
Reverend Ernest Stegan's lifelong dedication to God, his faithfulness in putting feet to the faith, continues to be an inspiration and an example for all Christians.
Umsebenzi wakhe omkhulu owenza ubuKristu uyaqhubeka ube yisibonelo nanamhlanje kuwona wonke amaKristu.
And through his recordings, he continues to speak to us. Who else do you know could preach at his own funeral?
Ngeyintshumayelo zakhe eziqoshiwe usakhuluma ngisho nathi nanamhlanje. Wakwambona phi umuntu oshumayela emngcwabeni wakhe na?
We all have so much to be grateful to Uncle Lolo for, and God continues to use Uncle Lolo and the mission he pioneered to bless, challenge, enrich, and empower each one of us, even today.
Sonke simele ukuba nokubonga kuye ngakho konke akwenza futhi uNkulunkulu usaqhubeka emsebenzisa nanamhlanje noma engasekho ekwazi ukuthi kuqhubeke ivangeli lihambe abantwini abaningi.
Uncle Lolo and his family and the co-workers have been our very best friends. Friends in need, and I'm sure many of you can say the same.
Umfundisi uStegen nomndeni wakhe kanye nezisebenzi baba abahlobo abakhulu kithi.
And this place is like a city on a hill. It is a blessing, a fountain of blessings to many people, not just in South Africa, but far further afield than that.
Lenda yawasiza abantu njengomuzi omiwodwa entabeni ibe isibusiso ebantwini abaningi ungekhona eNingizimu Afrika kuphela kodwa umhlaba wonke.
Who can calculate how many people have been blessed and are being blessed even by the online ministry?
Ubani ongakwazi ukubala ukuthi bangakanani abantu asebebusekile ngalomsebenzi?
And those who've been blessed to go through the school.
Nalabo ababusiseke ukuthi babe esikoleni salapha ekhaya.
And the youth conferences. 50 years of youth conferences, incredible, and they are continuing.
Neinkonzo zabasha iminyaka amashumi amahlanu kule zikhona inkonzo zabasha futhi zisaqhubeka.
Where do you know of any place that will offer you free accommodation, 3 meals a day, food and a whole lot more than that, and conferences without charging a cent? Who else do you know who's offering such things?
Yiphi indawo eyaziyo wena la ungabuya khona einkonzweni njengalezi udle kathathu ngosuku uhlale khona ungakhokhi lutho?
I spoke to a member of parliament at Uncle Lolo's funeral and I said, do you think any government department has done as much for the people of this country as Uncle Lolo and the co-workers across the country? And this member of parliament said, forget each department. The government as a whole hasn't done as much for the people of the country as this one mission has.
Ngakhuluma nelunga lephalamende silapha emngcwabeni wakhe uba umfundisi uStegen ngathi ucabanga ukuthi ukhona yini umnyango wahulumeni osuwenze umsebenzi ongangalo owenziwayo kwasiza abantu. Lathi leli lunga lephalamende khohlwe umnyango owodwa ngisho uhulumeni wonkana awukawenzi umsebenzi olingana nalo wenziwe uba umfundisi uStegen neyisebenzi zakwasiza abantu.
Lives transformed for the better.
Izimpilo ziguqulwa.
We praise God for His abundant grace, which has been poured out through the multitude of ministries which continue to flow from this extraordinary mission in KwaZulu.
Yabonga uNkulunkulu ngomsebenzi omkhulu nomusa wakhe oqhubeka futhi uthululwa kule ndawo nangomsebenzi walapha kwasiza abantu.
And now, the book Bond Servant of Christ, which gives the story of Uncle Lolo and his family and co-workers, it's now available internationally through Prints on Demand and by Smashwords as e-books. This means somebody in Mongolia can obtain the book. Even though our postal service doesn't work, we've now got a system that this book is available not just for the people who come here to the mission, but those who are watching online can obtain Bond Servant of Christ and learn the story of KwaZulu.
Bond Servant of Christ. Isebenzi sikaKristu kabomfundisi ekhuluma impilo yakhe nomsebenzi walapha isiyatholakala manje futhi sitholakala emazweni wonke.
And I dedicated both editions of Putting Feet to Your Faith to Reverend Ernest Stegan, because who has put feet to his faith more than Uncle Lolo?
Asengibhala incwadi Putting Feet to Your Faith, leyo ncwadi ngayibhala njengomnikelo noma ukubonga kubaba omfundisi uStegan ngomsebenzi wakhe.
Now all too many people today are consumed with the obnoxious habit of demanding, give me, you must give me. Often I've heard, what Christmas do you have for me? As though Christmas is all about what I can get instead of what I can give.
Abantu abaningi manje sebe nalo moya lo wokuthi ngiphe yini ongangeza yona. Ngisho nango Christmas abantu useyabuza ukuthi ungangipha siphi isipho. Akuse abasabhekile ukuthi bona bakhiphe kodwa ukuthi bona bathole.
All too many people today are greedy, demanding, ungrateful, entitled, self-centered, and they are miserable.
Abantu namhlanje sebebheke nje ukuza kubona bakuthi bona bangatholani.
If you've read the book War and Peace, Leo Tolstoy's classic novel has a prominent character, Platon Karatev. Platon Karatev is a joyful Russian peasant who's always giving thanks to God.
Umago wayifunda incwadi War and Peace, ikhuluma lapho ngomuntu okuthiwa uPlaton Karatev, lo muntu umuntu wase Russia, ohlale jabule nje, ohlale mbonga uNkulunkulu.
And he's always sharing what little he has with a stray dog he's adopted and with fellow prisoners around him.
Njalo nje uhlale phana ngakho konke nakho epha kunenja efikayo lapho aphe neziboshwa akanye nazo.
The author said he based this character on a real person he knew. He had met this poor, joyful peasant. And it occurred to him this man, although he had little, was far happier than all the rich men that he knew.
Lo wabhala ke le ncwadi uLeo uthi empeleni le ndaba le wayibhala ngempilo yomuntu wayekade embonile umuntu wayenza lento ngempela enalempilo yokubonga nokuphana.
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
Kuyisibusiso kakhulu ukupha kunokwamukela.
I praise God for many times that I've been under fire, artillery, rockets and aerial bombardments. The times I've been in prison and times I've suffered interrogation and torture in communist prisons.
Ngibonga uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi esengike ngabhekana nobunzima isikhathi lapho ngisemajele.
I can say there's not a day that goes by that I'm not grateful for clean water, for a clean pillowcase, for clean bed, for the freedom to get up and go out, to be able to see outside of prison, to climb mountains, for soap. For so many things that you might take for granted, if you've been in prison, if you've been under fire, if you've been close to death, you will appreciate these things more than you would any other time.
Kidokumbonga uNkulunkulu usuku nosuku ngakho konke angenzela khona inkululeko yokuthi ngingakwazi ukuthi ngiphume ngikwazi ukuthola impilo ngiphile kahle ukuthola amanzi ahlanzekile ishitha clean ukulala kulo insipho.
Trials and tribulations can teach you thanksgiving. When you've had bombs landing around you, when you've had people trying to shoot you and kill you, when you've had your freedom taken away and you've been locked up and chained, then you will be so grateful for every day. It's a gift. What does God have to do to get your attention? Do you need to end up in a fiery furnace? Do you need to get sickness? I mean, what does God have to do to get your attention? If you waste your time on Hollywood's media, you will see there's a lot of blasphemy. And there was a TV series where a line was scripted where a wife who just gave thanks for the food was rebuked by her husband.
Umake uchitha isikhathi sakho ngokubuka o-TV izinto zase-Hollywood uzokhumbula ukuthi kwake waba nento noma into ayidlala la owesifazane athethiswe umyeni wakhe ngenxa yokuthi uthandazele.
But this is how blasphemous Hollywood can be. Why give thanks to God? I'm the one who worked and paid for the food. You're the one who cooked it. So thanks for nothing, God. But this kind of foolish, blasphemous, short-sighted, willful blindness is all too common today. Sadly. Behind the retailer is the wholesaler and the transporter. whether by vehicle or train. And there's the farmer, there's the soil, there's the sun, there's the rain. And behind all this is the hand of God. You should give thanks to God for your life and for your health, which enables you to work and to contribute to the needs of others, and that you're able to meet the needs of your own family.
Yebo, sikhona isitolo, khona wholesaler, khona umlimi, khona iplaza. Kodwa phezu kwakho konke lokho, kunesandla sikaNkulunkulu esenza ukuthi ekugcineni kube khona ukudla.
You ask some people, where does food come from? And they say, from Checkers, from Pick and Pay. No. Where do you think milk comes from? And the amount of people in the city have no idea where the food comes from. They think it just comes from the shop.
Manje babuza abanye abantu ukuthi ukudla kuqhamuka kuphi, bakuthi hayi kuqhamuka Checkers noma kuphi. Ekakhulaza abasemadolobheni abazi ngisho nokuthi ubisi liqhamuka kuphi.
Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
Abantu mabambonge uNkulunkulu ngobuhle bakhe, bambonge ngemsebenzi yakhe.
No duty is so urgent as that of returning thanks to God.
Awukho umsebenzi omkhulu odlula ukubonga nokubuyisela ukubonga uNkulunkulu.
It's good to pray before every meal. It's good to pray before every journey by car or by bus, or whether you're walking or cycling.
Kuhle ukuthi ubonge phambi kokuthi uhambe. Kuhle ukuthi ubonge, ubonge nokudla konke okwenza ube nokubonga.
But we should also give thanks when we arrive safely.
Kodwa kumele futhi masihamba sithandaze simcele uNkulunkulu simbonge futhi mase sifika siphephile.
Charles Spurgeon, it should be as habitual for us to thank God as it is to ask. Many of us think prayer is just asking, give me this and give me that and provide that. But in fact, thanksgiving is even more important.
UCharles Spurgeon wathi kubaluleke kakhulu ukuba simbonge uNkulunkulu sikwenze kube umkhuba ukumbonga uma sephendula lokho ebesikucelile.
Somebody asked Spurgeon, what is more important, giving thanks or intercession? And he said, what's more important, breathing in or breathing out?
Obunye wambuza uSpurgeon wathi kuphi okusemqoka kakhulu, ukucela noma ukubonga na? Wayesebuza yena lo uthi ikuphi okubaluleke kakhulu, ukuphefumula, ukhipha umoya noma ukhogela umoya ongena phakathi uma uphefumula?
You can't do one without the other. It has been said a thankful heart is the parent of all virtues. But it's also true that lack of gratitude is a root sin. Romans 1:18. The wrath of God, the anger of God is revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But the thinking became futile. Their foolish hearts were darkened.
Ngokuba kuthe bemazi uNkulunkulu abamdumisanga abambonganga njengoNkulunkulu kodwa balutheke ezindlini kwabo inhliziyo yabo engaqondiwe yabamnyama.
Here in Romans 1, failure to give thanks to God is the root sin that leads to futile thinking and foolish darkened hearts.
Siyakuthola lana kwabaseRoma isathu sokuqala ukuthi ukuhluleka umbongo uNkulunkulu ikhono kuyimpande yesono okuletha ukuphuphutheka nenhliziyo emnyama.
In Luke 17 we read of the 10 lepers who were healed by the Lord. And when one of them, a Samaritan, threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, the Lord asked, were not all 10 saved and healed? Where are the other 9?
Encwadini kaLuka siyafunda ngalabo ababeyishumi ababenochoko. Okwabuya oyedwa ezobonga ebuza uJesu uthi bapha abanye na akubona abayishumi abasindisiwe.
Was no one else found to return and give thanks to God except the Samaritan?
Akekho yini omunye watholakala ukuba azoletha ukubonga kuNkulunkulu kuphela lona wezizwe na?
Well, in our missions experience, and I'm sure it costs us a bunch of too, we found barely 10% of those we help or sponsor will ever bother to express their gratitude, either verbally or in a letter or card. Gratitude is a rarity.
emsebenzini wethu sesibone kakhulu mhlambi nala kwasiza abantu bayakubona lokho ukuthi abantu abaningi abasizwayo cisha kufingi sho ku 10% ababuyayo bezobonga bezolekelela.
I trust that you thank the cooks and the people who serve at the meal times.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi nina niyababonga abantu laba abaniphekelayo nabaniphakelayo maniyodla.
They giving of their time to serve you, and the least we can do is say thank you to them.
Banikele isikhathi sabo ukuba basikhonze, singakwenza thina kuncane nje ukuthi sibabonge.
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 we read a list of some of the most terrible sins.
Encwadini kaTimoteyu wokuqala isahluko sesithathu sifunda ngezono ezimbi kakhulu.
People will be lovers of themselves.
Abantu bayoba abazithanda bona.
Lovers of money.
Abantu bathanda imali.
Boastful.
Babe nokuziqhenya.
Proud.
Kube abantu abaphakeme.
Abusive.
Abantu abahlukumezayo.
Disobedient to their parents.
Abangalaleli abazali.
Ungrateful.
Abantu abangabongi.
Unholy.
Abantu abangengcwele.
Without love.
Bengenalo uthando.
Unforgiving.
Abathetheleli.
Slanderous.
Bahleba.
Without self control.
Abanawo ukuzithiba.
Brutal.
Abantu abanonya.
Not lovers of the good.
Bengakuthanda okuhle.
Traitorous.
Abadayisi.
Rash.
Abantu abathatha ngamawala.
Conceited.
Abantu abadukisiwe.
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
Abantu abathanda ubumnandi kunokuthanda uNkulunkulu.
Having a form of godliness but rejecting its real power.
Benesimo sokumesaba uNkulunkulu kodwa bewaphika amandla
akhe. Here, ungrateful is right in the midst of a litany of horrible sins.
Manje ukungabongi kubhaliwe kufakiwe phakathi kwalezi zono ezimbi.
One of the first lessons a good parent seeks to teach his children is to say thank you.
Ezinye zeifundo zokuqala, izifundiso zokuqala umzali afanele ifundise ingane ukuthi ngiyabonga.
The most important one word is please.
Okunye ukulandela lapho ukuthi acele.
The most important two words is thank you.
Amagama amabili asemqoka nje ukuthi ngiyabonga.
The most important three words is I am sorry.
Amagama amathathu ukuthi ngiyaxolisa.
I have three grandsons and I'm trying to teach them this. It's just so important to learn this young.
Nginabazukulu abathathu abafana ngizama ukubafundisa lezinto.
It takes courage and character to admit being in debt to others.
Lokho kubiza isibindi ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukuthi akuveze ukuthi udinga ukubonga abanye.
It is humbling.
Kuyathobisa.
And yet we live in a society that can have a month of pride.
Kodwa siphile esikhathini labantu bangathi kunenyanga ekuthiwa inyanga nje yokuziqhenya.
That's why I said we need a month of humility.
Yiko ngithe sifuna ukuthi sibe nenyanga yokuzithola.
Those who cannot express their indebtedness, the gratitude to others, cannot learn, nor can they seek forgiveness.
Laba bangakwazi ukuveza ukubonga kwabanye, abakwazi ukufunda, futhi abakwazi ukufuna into ethelele.
Failure to express gratitude is more than immaturity, more than rudeness. It's ungodly.
Ukungakwazi ukuveza ukubonga kwabanye, kuveza ukungakhuli, futhi kuveza nje ukuba umuntu ononya. Kuyinto leyo eyikungakholo.
It is a sign of maturity to recognize and admit indebtedness.
Kuphawu lokukhula uma umuntu ekwazi ukubona ukuthi lokho akwenzile kungenxa yabanye kufanele ababonge.
Anyone who's learned anything is in debt to somebody else.
Uma khona nje into oyifundile udinga ukubonga omunye.
All of us are in debt, firstly to God, of course.
Sonke sidinga ukubonga, oqala sidinga ukubonga uNkulunkulu.
He's the one who's given us our life, our health, our food, our talents, our family, opportunities, even salvation itself.
Uyena osinikeze ukuphila, wasinikeza impilo, wasinikeza ukudla, amathalente, abangane, umndeni, wasinika namathuba futhi waze wasinika ngisho insindiso.
But we also need to give thanks to past generations who sacrificed for the freedoms we now enjoy.
Kodwa sidinga ukuthi sibonge nezizukulwane ezedlule ezayinikela saze sathola thina ngenxa yabo inkululeko esiphila ngaphansi kwayo namhlanje.
We should be grateful for the reformers and the marchers, the pioneers, the missionaries, the soldiers, the parents, the pastors, so many others who sacrificed for your benefit.
Sidinga ukuthi sibe nokubonga futhi ama reformers, ngalabo abafela ukukholwa, abaqamba imendlela, ama missionary, ama soldiers, abazali, othisha, abefundisi. Nabaningi abazinikelayo ukuze thina sizuze.
Those who do not take advice do not think they've got anything to learn.
Lapa banga tati izelule wabanya, bandaba izelutibona, aguka bati mkufunda.
These know-alls are the same people who have a problem expressing genuine, heartfelt gratitude to others. It is a sign of pride to be ungrateful. It reveals an unwillingness to acknowledge a debt to others. Instead of the Christian attitude and character of gratitude, our present culture prefers to promote an attitude of entitlement. Entitlement is the very opposite of gratitude. Entitlement is built on pride and covetousness. It is fueled by bitterness, by greed, and by envy. I'm a good person. I deserve better. Give me. Some people say, God is not fair. I demand justice from God. If God was to give us justice, He had cast us into an eternity in hell. That is justice. That's fair. That is what we deserve. What you and I want is mercy, grace, undeserved favor. All too many people in our present humanistic society take things for granted. Yeah, others should give to me, and I should take. They demand to
get.
But the essence of Christianity is to seek to give, not to get. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. We can see Uncle Ola and the co-workers at Kosabunchi, they give freely and yet God prospers them more. And you can see other people who withhold unduly and they come to poverty. Do you want to live to get or do you want to live to give? Dr. Martin Luther observed, we exhibit a degree of thankfulness in life in reverse proportion to the amount of blessing we've received.
Martin Luther wabona Paul ukuthi uma ngabe sipha kukhulu esikutholayo.
The greater God's gifts and works, the less they are appreciated.
Izipho ezikhamba uNkulunkulu uma ngabe zikhipha, yilawo bona abantu beza benokubonga okuncane.
You don't really appreciate life or health, or freedom, or food, until they're lost or threatened. How many of you paid attention to the sunrise this morning? Sunrises and sunsets occur every day, and they are therefore taken for granted. Consider the stars. If the constellations appeared only once in 1,000 years, imagine what an exciting event it would be as you wait. But because you see the stars there every night, we barely give them a look. In the same way, the blessings of rain are barely appreciated unless you've been through a drought. Nobody in Cape Town gets that excited when it rains. But I've been in the desert when it's rained, and you should be the people, see the people dancing, jumping, excited. Rain coming when you're in the desert, like in the Sahara, in northern Sudan, tremendously exciting. But when do people in Cape Town get excited for rain? And a hungry person is more thankful for his morsel, a crumb, than a rich man for a heavily laden table.
Ngaba nolofu osingwa anandaba naso kodwa lo mpofu utezwana nje lesinkwa ujabula kakhulu.
I don't know if you visited people in old age homes, but a lonely woman in a nursing home will appreciate a visit far more than a popular person as a party thrown in his honor.
Angana umsobo vaisela yena abantu abase makhaya abantu abadala la kungafika ibantu khona momvaisela lo muntu ujabula kakhulu.
A Christian who suffered persecution for decades and he receives his first copy of the Word of God will be more grateful for this one book than we are for our shelves filled with books, Bibles, and other literature.
UmKristu wabhekana nokuhlushwa nokuzingelwa ujabula kakhulu ngokuthola nje iBhayibheli elilodwa ukudlula thina esinenqwaba amaBhayibheli esinawo emakhaya.
There are at least 138 commands in the Bible to give thanks. We are commanded to enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Kuney'ngxenye eBhayibhelini ezingu-138 ezisiyalayo ukuthi masibe nokubonga, kuthiwa masingene emasangweni ngokubonga.
Enter his courts with praise, give thanks to him, praise his name. This is a command.
Ngena emasangweni akhe ngokubonga. Kumyalo lo ukuthi asikwenze ngokubonga.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body you were called to peace and be thankful.
Ukuthula kukaKristu makubusa inhliziyo zenu njengokuba ningamalunga omzimbo wodwa enibizelwe ukuthula nibe nokubonga.
These are commands in the Bible.
Imiyalo leseBhayibhelini.
Do not be anxious about anything. Don't worry about anything. But in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God.
Ningakhathazeki ngalutho kukhona konke kodwa khulekani futhi kube ngokubonga enikuhambisa kuNkulunkulu.
And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Ukuthula kuNkulunkulu ngaphezu kwakho konke ukuqonda kuyogada inhliziyo zenu nengqondo zenu kuKristu Jesu.
We praise God for our true friends, for our prayer warriors, for our co-workers, for our supporters, for our allies who stand with us in difficult times. Bad times are good for spiritual work.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngabahlobo bethu beqiniso, labo esikhuleka nabo, basikhulekelayo, yisebenzi zethu, ilabo abasisekelayo, nalabo abamanathi ngisho nasezikhathini zobunzima. Izikhathi zobunzima, izikhathi ezinhle kumsebenzi wokomoya.
Through our God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our enemies.
Ilabo abamayo njalo ngesikhathi zonke bekanye nathi.
No weapon formed against us shall stand.
Akukho sikhali esibekiwe mayela esimelana nathi siyakuma.
God has sent his angels to encamp around us.
uNkulunkulu uthume ingelosi zakhe ukuba zime kanye nathi.
Thanks be to Almighty God, our solid rock foundation. He is our fortress, our redeemer, and our deliverer.
Akabonga uNkulunkulu umnini amandla onke. Idwala lethu elimile liqinile. Lisekelwe lingumpheme wethu, umsindisi wethu nomkhululi wethu.
Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Ba nokubonga njalo, ume njalo ngoba lokhu kuyintando kaNkulunkulu.
Give thanks to God. Call on his name, make known amongst the nations what he has done.
Bonga uNkulunkulu, yazisa igama lakhe ezizweni zonke ngalokho akwenzile.
Let us pray.
Masithandaze.
We ask you, Lord God, to be merciful and to be gracious to us.
Siyakubonga uNkulunkulu, sicela ukuba ube nomusa kithina.
Forgive us, Lord God, when we are not grateful, when we do not appreciate all that you give us.
Sithethelele Nkosi lapho singenakho ukubonga ngokukhulu osenzela khona.
Forgive us, Lord, when we have acted entitled and taken your blessings for granted.
Sithethelele uNkulunkulu ukuba senze izinto zabalula nezibuso zakho sabona ngathi uthi bezisifanele.
Lord God, we pray, help us to be the respectful, supportive, grateful children, appreciating our parents and supporting them as we can.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba sibe yingane ezimayo, sibasekele abazali bethu, sibabonge futhi sibalekelele la kumele sibalekelele khona.
Thank you, Lord God, for all those who've made these youth conferences possible.
Siyakubonga uNkulunkulu nangalabo abenzile ukuba lezi nkonzo zabasha zikwazi ukuthi ziphumelele.
Lord, thank you for the workers that have worked so hard to prepare and to make it possible for these events to be made freely available to all who have come from so far and wide.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu nangalabo abasebenzile ukuba lokhu kuphumelele bakwazi ukufika nalabo abathamuka kude.
Thank you Lord God for the drivers who came and collected us.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngabashayeli abafikile bezosilanda.
Thank you for those who provided the buses and for those who paid for the petrol.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngalabo abaze ukuthi kube khona amabhasi nangalabo abakhokhele upetrol.
Thank you for the farmers who provided the food and the people who cooked and prepared it and served it to us.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngabalimi abasithumele ukudla nangalabo abasiphekelile basiphakela ukudla.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our lives.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngalolu suku, sikubonga nangokuphila.
Lord God, we pray that you would help each one of us to be transformed and changed to have an appointment with you during this conference here.
Siyacela uNkulunkulu ukuba usize ukuba yilona lowo umenze inkosi ukuba hlangane nawe kule ngqungquthela.
Lord God, may no one leave this auditorium or leave this mission without first making peace with you and making right with you.
Bangathi inkosi kungabe khona noyedwa oyishiya le auditorium, ayishiye le ndawo engalungisanga impilo yakhe kanye nawe.
Lord God, we pray, help each one of us to surrender to you everything and to be wholeheartedly committed to you and to your cause.
Siyakucela inkosi ukuba usize lona lo ukuba azinikele ngokuphelele impilo yakhe futhi azimisele ukuba semsebenzini wakho nakulokho uNkulunkulu afuna ukuba kwenze.
We pray this in Jesus' precious and holy name.
Siyakucela lokho egameni likaJesu eliyigugu elingcwele.
Amen.
Amen.